boarded the plane. Touchdown in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. W.C. Handy, won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be. Then I'm walking in Memphis, just walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Saw the ghost of Elvis on Union Avenue. Followed him up to the gates of Graceland, and I watched him walk right through. Not security, they did not see him. They just hover around his tomb. But there's a pretty little thing waiting for the king down in the jungle room. When I was walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? They've got catfish on the table. They've got gospel in the air. Reverend Green, be glad to see you when you haven't got a prayer. But boy, you got a prayer in Memphis. Every Friday at the Hollywood, and they brought me down to see her, and they asked me if I would do a little number, and I sang with all my might. She said, tell me, are you a Christian child? And I said, ma'am, I am. Tonight, walking in Memphis, walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touchdown in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. Touchdown in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is evil churches are at an all-time high in America. I don't know about you today, but I'm here to tell you that it's getting more and more evil in the United States of America. It's getting more and more evil in the United States of America. And one of those signs is that evil churches will start to rise up in America. I want to tell you today that evil churches are at an all-time high in America. And when you go to Matthew chapter 24, verse 24, for false Christs and false prophets will arise and will show great signs and wonders so as to mislead, if possible, even the elect. You need to understand something today, that one of the signs when you go to the Bible in Matthew chapter 24, one of the signs of the end times would be a rise in the evilness of the church. The church is has become corrupted, and this is one of the signs of the end of the ages, that the church will get more corrupt and more false Christ and false prophets. These demons, these Luciferians will start to rise up in the church, and they will control the church government, and they will run the church. And I'm here to tell you today that more and more as you go into the church around America, you're going to find Satan. You're going to find Satan more in the church, because I'm here to tell you that Jesus is a sovereign. And Jesus, as Colossians chapter 1 verse 16 says, "For in Him all things were created, things in heaven and earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through Him and for Him." In the United States of America and the rest of the world, one of the signs that you are going to see during the end of the age, as we know that there's a rise of evil, 666 has risen, and we know that the Pope was just in the United States of America pushing his one world religion. We know that the church today is getting more corrupt, when we know that this is a sign of the end of the age. And I'm here to tell you today that the Bible says even the elect will be deceived. You see, the Bible is very clear that we are in a spiritual war, and one of the spiritual wars is definitely the church. And in the end of the age, we're going to know that the church will one day be destroyed. The evilness is rising up in the church. Satan has risen its head in the church. I'm here to tell you, these Luciferian demons now run the Church of America today. You cannot find Jesus in the church anymore. You can't find Jesus in the church anymore. The Bible says in John 5 verse 43, "I have come in my Father's name and you do not receive me. If anyone comes in his own name, him you will receive." Jesus Christ knows what it's like not to be received. Jesus Christ knows what it's like not to be accepted. I'm here to tell you today that the church no longer accepts Jesus Christ. But it's nothing new for the past generations and generations, that the church has been the very tool to destroy Jesus Christ. And I want to tell you, there is a distinction between the church and Jesus Christ. I'm here to tell you that Jesus is the head of the church. But today in America, we have pastor worship and we have church worship. Meanwhile, we have taken Jesus right out of the church. Evil churches are at an all-time high in America. I know, but you want to say, "I like going to church." Well, I want to tell you today, you must be very careful, because Satan is more likely on the pulpit than you know, because before the end of the world, you will see many signs and wonders, and one of these signs that you will see is a rise of evil church. So church will start to become more evil. And I'm here to tell you today that in Matthew chapter 4, we know that Jesus was led in the desert. He was tempted. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by Satan. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city. I want to tell you where Satan was at. He was at the holy city. Satan literally owned the holy city. I'm here to tell you that Satan took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. You need to understand what Satan was saying. "I own all the kingdoms of the world," Satan was saying, "and I also own the temple and the church." And so where did Satan take Jesus? Took him at the highest point of the temple. Where does Satan take his Luciferian demons? To the highest point of the church. More important, people don't really understand that those demons at the high position of the churches are mostly Luciferian demons. They're the Satan now, he likes to infiltrate himself to high position so he can take control. And so we got Satan, he's in the high position of the church to take control of the church. And I'm here to tell you today that Satan is in the church at such a high level. And boy, does he look nice. And boy, does he wear a suit and tie. And I'm here to tell you that even Satan knows the words of God. You have to be able to distinguish. The Bible says you need to be able to discern the Spirit. I'm here to tell you today that most denominations across America are really run by Satan. So many times these greedy people have ripped off the church goer. So many times they have robbed them blind. So many preachers have seduced innocent folks. Come on, somebody. I just watched Dateline the other day when this preacher seduced three or four women opposing himself as a counselor. You need to understand, why does Satan love the church? He wants the power. He wants the power in the church. I'm here to tell you today that Satan thirsts for power and money. And you need to understand, it's happening today in the church. And I'm here to tell you, in Matthew chapter 24, evil churches are at an all-time high in America. You need to understand some today. There should not be one person running the church. You need to understand, there should not be one person speaking over the church. If you have only one person speaking over you, I'm here to tell you that Satan is already taking control. The church was about a group of people. They all came together. They all had voices and they all worshiped Jesus Christ. The church came together. They all had a voice. They all worshiped Jesus. I'm here to tell you, if you're in church and your voice is not being heard, it's more likely the church has been taken over by Satan. I don't know about you today. There's homosexual preachers. There's lesbian preachers. There's even satanic preachers. Oh, come on. And the rise of evilness in America is at an all-time high. And this evilness, the Bible says, in Matthew 24:24, is in the church. Well, the Bible says, for false Christs and false prophets. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 and 3 says, but there were also false prophets among the people. Even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive hearsays, even denying the Lord who brought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. By covetousness, they will exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time, their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction does not slumber. Now, you need to understand something. There's a lot of preachers on the pulpit today that should not be there. As a matter of fact, I believe today that God is very serious, and you need to understand that our Lord Jesus Christ is a sovereign, and He is not confined to the four walls of the church. Jesus Christ is not confined to the four walls of the church. His presence just don't dwell in the church. And you need to understand that He is a sovereign and His power is above the church. You need to understand that Jesus Christ, for in Him all things were created, things on heaven and on earth. Jesus Christ is a pure sovereign. That means no matter what church building you bring or you build, it will not automatically think that it contains Jesus Christ. But somewhere in America, we go to church thinking that is where we're going to find Jesus. And unfortunately, right there to block your path was Satan, because he was on the pulpit, because he weaseled his way on the pulpit. He made you believe that he was a nice guy and that somehow he knew the scriptures. But in actuality, he weaseled his way to the position. He probably, his daddy helped him get there. But you need to understand that he was waiting to take your soul. I'm here to tell you that Satan is waiting to take your soul in the church today. Satan and his Luciferian demons are running the church today, and they are waiting to take your soul. Oh, come on, somebody. You see, the lie is this. Go to church, find Jesus. That's the lie. Because when you go to church, you don't find Jesus. When you go to church, you find Satan. And you need to understand that today. When you go to church, instead of finding Jesus, you find Satan. But the Bible says part of, you need to understand the end times. And not only evil churches are at an all-time high in America, one of the things you have to look for is that the church ultimately will start to become more evil. And that is exactly what's happening today. But not only that, there will be false Christs and false prophets during the end times. But we see in Hosea 4:3 that there'll be mass animal deaths. And we'll see that the lower creation will start to die off. So the lower creation, which are the animals, there'll be more animal attacks. More of the animals will die off, and there'll be more attack of animals, by the way, because they're dying off, they're desperate, so they're going to attack more human lives. But before the destruction of this earth comes, before the end time comes, there'll be a mass die-off of animals, and then the church will start to get more evil as it is today. There's already mass die-offs of animals, but the church will become corrupt, and then they're going to be a demoralized society. So now you're going to be even more demoralized. Come on, somebody. So now your mind's going to be taken, and then your soul. Come on, somebody. And 28 September 2015, 100 of dead walruses found on the beach near Point Lake in Alaska. So September 28th, a few days ago, hundreds of walruses found dead. Okay? This is just in America alone, but this is happening all over the world. Hundreds of seabirds continue to wash ashore, starving along the California coast. The 24th of September, the 23rd of September, thousands of fish dead due to dried up reservoirs in California. This is the lower creation starting to die off. Come on, somebody. 21st September 2015, masses of fish and other sea life dying due to red tide along Padre Island in the United States. Yes, this is Hosea 4:3. What's going to happen? What does the Bible say? The Bible says because of this land dries up and all who live in it will waste away. The beasts of the field, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea are swept away. So this is all part of the destruction of the land. The land will start to become cursed. The rise of false prophets. The church will start to become evil. Man's minds will be demoralized. Oh, come on, somebody. And the lower creation, Hosea 4:3, the fish and the birds will start to die off. Now, I'm just telling you what's happening this month in September. Massive die-off of seabirds hits Kodiak Island in Alaska. Hundreds of white-tailed deer are dying due to disease in Spokane, Washington. That's the 15th of September. And the 14th of September of 2015, large amounts of dead fish washes ashore due to red tide in Packery Channel, Texas. And then what do we have on the 13th of September? Thousands of salmon dead due to dried up creeks in southern Alaska. Come on, somebody. The animals are dying off. The animals are dying off in America. Hundreds, maybe thousands of dead fish found floating on the Lake of Missouri. This is all in September. September 9th, 155,000 fish have died in the River Hatchery of California. When the fish die, when the animals die, man dies. But let me tell you something. As the fish and the animals die, and as man starts to die, the church will start to die. The church will be taken over by Satan. Now, who do you think is killing all these animals right now? I mean, this just happened in September. That's Satan. Hundreds of dead fish found in the Lake of Louisiana the 9th of September. It goes on and on. This is just in America. A large amount of dead and dying seabirds washing ashore of the Bay Area, California. Hundreds of dead fish found floating in the lake in Louisiana on September. And this is what's happened in September. And this has just happened in America alone. But there's a massive die-off that went unreported in 2011. Millions of sea urchins and sea stars die suddenly along 60 miles of California coast in what was one of the most unusual and dramatic die-off marine biologists have ever recorded. The Bible says this in Hosea 4:1-3, "Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, no mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land." When there is no longer truth in your church, when there is no longer mercy, and when there is no longer God in the land, what happens? By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out, and blood touched blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and every one that dwelleth therein shall languish, with the beasts of the field, and with the fowls of the heavens, yea, the fish of the sea also shall be taken away. And Revelations 11:18, "And the nations were angry, and their wrath is come, and the time of the dead that they should be judged, and that thou should give reward unto the servant the prophets, and to the saints, to them that fear the name shall, and great, and shall destroy them, which destroys the earth." You understand what's happening? All the false prophets, all the corrupted churches will be destroyed. And evilness has now taken over our churches. Yes, evil is at an all-time high in our church. And I'm here to tell you today that the church has become so evil. The church has become so corrupted that you have to be very careful today before you step foot in the church. Because the Bible says that even the elect shall be misled. Even the elect. The elect who were chosen in Christ unto eternal life, in consequences of which they truly believed in Him and were constant followers of Him. But this was not possible, though such was the force of their deception, that there was apparated danger of it, were it not for the power and grace of Christ. You need to understand that even the elect shall be deceived. Even the elect shall be deceived. So I'm here to tell you today that the church was the very tool to destroy Jesus Christ. And the church has always been that tool to take away Jesus. The church has been that tool to destroy Jesus and to take away Jesus. For those of you that are seeking Jesus, I want to warn you to be careful to what church you go, because church, evil is at an all-time high in the church. And I'm here to tell you that Jesus is not in your four walls. Jesus is a sovereign. That means Jesus controls the heaven and the earth. And you can find Jesus anywhere that you want to look for Jesus. And the lie is thinking that you have to go to church to find Jesus. That is a lie. You can find Jesus in your Bible. And as you read the Bible and study the Bible yourself, I guarantee you will find Jesus. I know today that there's so much corruption in the church today. The church did not even receive Jesus, the Bible says. Jesus Himself said, "I have come in My Father's name, and you did not receive Me. If another comes in His own name, him you will receive." See, Jesus was saying, look, Jesus was saying, "I have come, but you didn't receive Me. But if someone else comes, you will receive them." So you need to understand that Jesus was never welcomed in the church. Not in His day and not in today's day. Jesus was never welcome in the church in His day, nor is Jesus welcome in the church in our times. Yes. And I'm here to tell you that we need Jesus in the church. But the church does not want Jesus in America. The church does not want Jesus. The church wants Satan. And I'm here to tell you today that not one man should be not running the church. One man should not be running the church. No, the church is not about one man. The church is about the people, and the people should be worshiping Jesus, who is a sovereign, who is above every church government, who is above every building. Jesus is a sovereign, and Jesus does not want to be your statue just in the front of your church. Jesus just doesn't want to be hanging on your walls. No, Jesus just doesn't want to be in your building. No, Jesus is a sovereign, and Jesus cannot be contained by your four walls. I'm here to tell you that during the end times, one of the things will be an all-time high of evil churches. So churches will start to become evil. And churches today are becoming more evil. And this is why we need Jesus back in America. And we need Him now.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blue, in the middle of the pouring rain. WC Handy, won't you look down over me? Yeah, I've got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be. Then I'm walking in Memphis, just walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Saw the ghost of Elvis on Union Avenue. Followed him up to the gates of Graceland, and I watched him walk right through. Now security, they did not see him. They just hover around his tomb. But there's a pretty little thing waiting for the king down in the jungle room. When I was walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? They've got catfish on the table. They've got gospel in the air. Reverend Green, be glad to see you. When you haven't got a prayer, boy, you got a prayer in them. A Muriel plays piano every Friday at the Hollywood, and they brought me down to see her, and they asked me if I would do a little number, and I sang with all my might. She said, tell me, are you a Christian child? And I said, ma'am, I am. Tonight, walking in Memphis, was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis. Boarded the plane, touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. break.